Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you've ever watched A School of Fish, you may have wondered how such a large group of individuals can move as a single unit. Maurizio Porfiri, associate professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at the Polytechnic Institute of New York University, explains what determines a school's movement and how the process can be manipulated for the well-being of the fish.
Our research started with the question, what makes a natural leader? When we look at animals that behave collectively, like birds, or in this case, schools of fish, it's clear that some members of the group lead and others follow. We know surprisingly little about what designates a leader in these groups, but our experiments using robotic fish may bring us closer to some answers. Biologists have observed that fish can reduce their tailbeat frequency when following other fish, thus spending less energy to swim. Using nature as our inspiration, we created a robotic fish and introduced it into the school. We designed the robot with a tail capable of producing a very lifelike style of swimming. At first, we allowed the robot to remain still, and not surprisingly, the school didn't care much about it. When we instructed the robot to begin swimming with a tailbeat frequency similar to the one of real fish, the school finally began to respond. Some fish slowed down and gathered behind the robot. The fish didn't seem affected by the fact that the robot had a very different size and shape. We believe indeed that the robot was able to establish leadership by recreating the pressure rather than visual cues to which schools respond in nature. Understanding how to influence collective behavior could have a profound impact on environmental protection and disaster recovery efforts. It's possible that we could design one day robots capable of steering fish and birds away from hazard during an oil or chemical spill, or even away from structural dangers such as turbine blades in hydropower plant. We are just beginning to tap the potential for robots interacting with live animals.
That was Maurizio Porfiri of the Polytechnic Institute of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.